Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Nope, not Dee. If you're hearing me, Stephen, Dee's producer, that means something has come up, and Dee's not going to be here today. So, what she said to me, I got a text message from Dee on Friday, that she said that she's in Denver, she's doing a con, and she was planning on doing her show today. However, she got booked on a one-day movie shoot today for what she says, quote, a lot of money, and she will be shooting all day, 12 hours today, and she couldn't get an audience to do the show either. So, I went and I pulled the Mother's Day show from last year because since we always do shows on Sundays, we always do shows on Mother's Day, so I was able to pull one out there. So here's our show from, I believe it was May 8th of 2022, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And enjoy the show. Dee should most likely, I'll give it a 95% chance, be back next Sunday. Enjoy the show.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy and darn sexy people. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day from one mother to all of you that are mothers or had mothers or celebrate mothers in any way. I am still up in Alaska and already had a beautiful call from my beautiful daughter, and worked till around 3 a.m. this morning, but here I am. So I may very well be going back to bed on Mother's Day before I have to get up and put down an audition. It's a crazy life I lead. Anyway, I hope you all are celebrating what mothers stand for today. Unconditional love. Not giving themselves up, but placing the importance of their children oftentimes before themselves, which is not what we teach, but in the case of mothers, definitely part of that definition. So I can tell you, having my little girl was the greatest thing I have ever done in my life, ever. And boy, do I have a lot of information for you here today. Let me start by reminding you the webinar is coming up. And boy, again, I feel like I've kind of gone back to college to learn a lot of this stuff that I'm bringing forward for you on this Dissecting Your Inner Dialogue webinar. It's pretty amazing too. Well, let me just put it this way. You're really going to understand why we keep asking the question, why is it so hard to change? And once you understand it, I think you're going to be able to shift things a lot faster. If you want to know more about the webinars and all the things that we have offered, just go to the website, imdwallace.com. And wait, there'll be a little pop-up thing that comes up, and you can sign up for the e-blast. There's a lot of really important information on the e-blast that coincide with, dovetail with, and often precede the show. Like the information. Okay, so the e-blast on Monday, which I think you should all read. they told me to write about the abortion challenges going on. And that's, they just said, just put down, you know, the title, and then we'll tell you where to go from there. And this all came out of what I wrote for the e-blast. This is an extenuation of that. And also preliminary Creation Station stuff. I know in Creation Station we're just expanding all the understandings of our work here. So this is the information I want to bring to you today. The dominant signal that's being put out into the universe is, I won't let you be the God of you. I won't let you be the God of you. Now, what's interesting is that that's not the signal that the majority is giving out, but it's the dominant signal. And I've never gotten that information before. And when I asked why, they said because there is not enough people sending out a stronger signal. Not the opposite signal, but a stronger signal. And that's because who know how important self-choice is in the creation of our lives, do not send their love signal out as tough love or fierce love. So we're not sending out the signal, I demand to be the God of me, period. And it's not that they are in the majority. It's that their signal is stronger because they don't need to be kind and proper. Now, those of us who live in love, phrase they just gave me is turn the other cheek. We have to, and we've been given this information a couple of times before, we must start coming out more powerfully and demanding that we have the right to choose the God we want to be in this life. So, like the Dalai Lama said, if you have to sue someone, sue them. Just stay in love while you do it. Well, it's very possible to be in this life and be powerful and be powerfully loving and demand that that is the state of the world and your world and therefore the world that we live in. So this all came out of the e-blast, which really gave bullet points around why so much of this, you don't have the right to choose who you are stuff is going on in our country and in the world. As you see it in the abortion stuff that's going on, you see it in the Ukraine, you see it everywhere, guys. So I'm asking you, who are you not perhaps allowing to create themselves while you joyfully focus only on the creation of you? Because that's our job right now, and we got to get on with it. Okay, is there anything else? So I can go to the calls. We're going to balance all this first, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. And So it is. All righty, we're starting with Kim in Phoenix. Hi, babe, you're on.
Well, happy Mother's Day to the mother of us all, you, and, and our creation of the world. So there you go. Thank you.
Oh, you're sweet, Kimmy. Thank you.
You betcha.
Thank you.
I'm having some issues with my left hand, like in the thumb area, and I'm getting the hit that I'm not, it's something to do with creativity.
Yeah, it's grabbing onto what you want. Those are the words they're giving me, because you can't grab without a thumb.
That's true.
So what are you trying to grab onto? That you're in fear, you're losing, control of.
What's popping to my head is, you know, I'm on the job hunt and, doing asking as well, too. And I have, you know, been working with that statement you gave me that, you know, they allow me to be, I can't think of it right now off the top of my head, but, you know, I can do both and have it all. That's.
Yeah, you just can't grab that concept. Why is
really?
It so hard for you to know you can have it all? Because you keep trying to have it all. But that's not
okay.
Having it all.
The only, okay, here's what's popping into my head, is how my mom, I'm going right to her, my mom and my dad, they didn't seem to have it all, even though, you know,
well,
I feel like she had to.
Well, none of our parents seem to have it all, guys.
And that's what I'm going to right now.
Well, okay, so
like,
you know you don't want that. That tells
mm-hmm.
you what you do want.
Yeah.
So then
yeah.
You've got to train your brain to think a different way.
Okay. I honestly thought I was when doing that statement.
Yeah,
however,
that's always what you say to me, Kim. That's always.
Okay.
So let's. The biggest thing that you need to get in alignment is you do all of this with an agenda, with trying to make something happen. And that's
okay.
Not your job, guys. Your job is just to know what you want and feel the love around it.
All right. Thank you for that reminder again.
Yeah, this is this is a word they're using, Kimmy. This is ridiculous that you have not
yes.
created a job that you love in both areas. But right now, you need to create a job, period, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So until you know you can have it all, pick which area you can create the most money in to supply where you need right now, whichever one
okay.
that is. Okay?
All right. And you betcha. Bye.
No agenda, guys. No agenda. I'm going to go in and I'm going to do this breathing exercise so I can make this happen. That just pushes it away. Not your job. Okay, Gina in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for being with us today. Good Mother's
you
Day.
Bet.
And I think there's a theme around jobs. So I have, well, I have several questions. But one is, I have been creating a job I love. I thought I was creating a job I love, and then I just got some kind of information that makes the job seem pretty undesirable, and I don't know what's missing from my creation.
Okay. Whatever this is.
Seems to be something out of alignment. Yeah.
Whatever this is has to do with your sinus, too.
Oh, my God. It always has to do with my sinus.
Jeez. Well, until you clear it up.
Yeah.
There's still something, you know, energetically there. Okay. Sheets. But give me a song.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Okay. When they give me that song,
yep.
It's about the belief that joy and rain, clouds, have to go together, which is kind of what you just explained. So I thought I had this job that was great, and now the clouds are coming in again. Okay.
Yeah, it's exactly how I felt yesterday when I got this information. I was all excited, and then I got this information.
Okay. Now, the second thing is, it's like, as far as your breathing's concerned,
yeah.
You want to smell the roses, and you're not clear enough to do it.
That's right.
Okay. They're also saying that it's partly your perspective, a lot your perspective, around why you think this information is so negative. And we're going to a core belief, this page here. Well, and both these things are going on. Gina, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So if you believe that wherever there's joy, there has to be rain too, that's a form of self-abandonment. Do you understand?
Not quite.
Okay.
I can feel it.
Well,
yeah.
Well, is that a belief that's going to give you everything you want? Oh, hold on. Is everybody balanced? Oh, you believe that is going to give you everything you want. That's what it's about. So you believe I'm going to create everything that I want if there's struggle and clouds along with the joy and the happy stuff.
Wow.
So it's literally a deep-seated belief.
Yeah.
That you believe that's how creation happens, period.
Yeah. Struggle. Yeah.
Well.
Like working for it, struggle.
Yeah. And
I get that.
I'm going back to Kim, too. This has to do with her. So we're all interconnecting here. Right? So,
yep. That's interesting.
So what we want to know is, and we're all claiming this, and this goes, they're saying back into what I talked about at the very beginning of the show. We are the powerful gods of us that create everything we want powerfully through self-love.
Yep.
Hold on, there's one more part here. With beautiful and total sunshine in all of our creation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hold on. Is there any other words I missed? No. So, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Yeah. See, if you find yourself using the word trying, then you got to consciously catch that and go, if I'm trying, I'm not creating.
Yeah, beautiful and total sunshine. Well, beautiful and total sunshine is really, I have never heard you say that. And it's beautiful.
It speaks
I mean, it
to
really
you.
Is.
Yeah. It speaks to you. Yeah. Well, sure.
It totally speaks to me. And it's interesting because I'm seeing this in a relationship that has to do with work. And then I saw this with this potential job. And then, and the sinus thing is so frustrating, right? It's just always, it feels like it's always here, then it goes away, then it comes back. So I think it's very tied to just these beliefs. I think there's crappy old beliefs.
Well, anything physical,
chronic.
Guys, that's
yeah.
out of balance starts in your energy first. You know that.
Yeah.
So
and then the
if
whole,
you have
yeah,
beliefs, that you have to abandon yourself or everybody else has to abandon yourself. You can't just live in the sunshine, sweetheart.
Yeah. Then I also
everybody.
Think there's something around the body easily and joyously assimilates and the experience on like, you know, the about the all of the creation.
Yeah.
Like, because I think there's a body reaction.
Well,
when
sure.
I go
if you have
outside
to abandon yourself,
of that.
If you
yeah,
have to abandon yourself, your body is not going to easily and joyously assimilate and
exactly.
experience all your creation.
Right.
So it
it's
all
like
works together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
It does. Thank you.
Yep. You bet.
Okay, I will re-listen.
Okay, baby cakes. All right, Susan, you're up.
Haha, it's me. I knew it. I am currently sitting on the porch taking in some sunshine. We have a cup of coffee listening to you. And
well, what a good way to start Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, by the way. That's one of the reasons why I called, mainly the reason. I just tested myself. I tested negative with COVID. I don't feel like going anywhere just yet, but the sunshine helps. It's feeling real
oh
good.
Oh, my God.
Body.
See, here's that theme of sunshine again. I'm telling you, you know, up here, totally beautiful, but it rained the whole first few days I was up here. And I could feel me taking a dive. And
yeah.
Now, the last 2 days, the sun has been out and the sky's blue, and it lifts your spirit.
It makes a huge difference, and especially for me, because I am very oriented towards, I need blue skies and sunshine. In fact, I play online games with blue skies and sunshine just to get that when it's cloudy here.
Yeah.
If you can believe, I mean, it helps.
So how
really
about...
Does.
How about I am the sunshine of my life?
I love
I
it.
Am.
I am the sunshine of my life. And I wanted to say happy Mother's Day, Dee. I love you so much.
Thank
awesome
you, baby.
Mom.
I am.
I have a daughter who's a mother as well. And I'm a mother. And, of course, I had a mother, and obviously, you know. So it's a wonderful day. I'm just...
Yeah. It's a day of
I may not feel like going anywhere to speak of, but just being here, sitting in the sun, taking in the rays is so empowering.
Yep.
It is. It fills me up in more ways than you can even imagine. I mean, it's incredible.
I don't know.
Incredible.
I'm with
know
you.
You.
I'm looking
you
at.
Know. I don't.
I'm
I
looking
know.
Out at a mountain covered with snow and bright blue skies above it. It's pretty majestic. All right, my darling. Happy Mother's Day.
You too.
Thank you. All right. We be going to Cheryl in Houston. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi. How are you?
I'm
Never mind.
So
I know you're
good.
Great. I
am.
Yay. So I raised my hand to ask one little follow-up question about stuff we've been talking about, but something keeps telling me to ask you this really awkward question about a physical thing. So the I have huge boobs and they're getting weird. They're just.
I am never. You're never going to hear that statement out of my mouth. What do you mean they're getting weird?
So I'm. I'll turn 57 in August, but I don't so much believe in aging, right? I always thought I would youthen and just keep getting healthier and higher vibration. And they're getting real bouncy instead of being solid, and that's really unpleasant. And suddenly the mass of them, for the first time in my life, I always hear about women with huge boobs, their back hurting. But I guess mine have always been so solid, they didn't, and now they totally get in the way and bounce and knock things over and... I don't like it. It's almost like they're expanding by cells loosening or something. Maybe it's the first thing that happens in sagging. I don't know, but I don't like it, and I want it to go back.
Well,
and is it like a hormonal thing? Or
Cheryl, you know? When I say there's anything energetic to align for this or any physical thing to be concerned with, I get a no. It is, you know, your hormones change. As mothers, we know that. Look at
I'm
what
not
happens.
A mother.
Well, I can tell you, your hormones go wacky when you get pregnant. Wacky.
Okay. Mine have been wacky my whole life, yeah.
Well, now that's where we're going.
Okay.
Okay, that's what all this led to. Is
okay, yay.
Balancing your hormones. That you do need to do.
Okay.
Okay, so how do we do that? I know, we do that the way we do everything, guys, by directing the energy. Now, they want to caution you, don't be judging those boobies.
I know.
You want to love them and you want to nurture them.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely,
right.
Yes.
And we are directing all our female hormones and our male hormones to be in balance separately and in their working together so that all of the workings of our hormones are in balance. Because, you know, all women have testosterone also.
Yes.
And all men have estrogen also.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So we want the harmony of a perfect loving balance.
And in terms of natural balancing things, supplements or bioidentical, I don't even know the difference between those two things. And I know you're not a doctor, but do they recommend any of those?
I'm not a doctor, but I know that because, you know, because I'm
but
old.
Do I need any of those? Yeah.
Yes.
Or the bioidentical or which type?
Well, the natural and bioidentical are sort of the same thing.
Okay, because I heard a seminar that said they weren't. Okay.
That's a true statement. Yeah, they're. I'm sure there's like natural stuff that they say you can buy over the counter, but you're at the point in your life where you need bioidentical, which.
Okay.
My understanding, anyway, of the bioidentical ones that I'm on, they're safer, they're more natural, they work more naturally with your body. And no, I am not a doctor, but I, you know, have you been through menopause yet?
Yes.
Okay. Then your body's going to change, babe, especially if you aren't on anything.
But
if
I
you're
can
not
have it all.
Helping, if,
I can
if
have great
not,
boobs.
Yes, you can have great boobs as long as you don't say you have to be a certain way to be great.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Is the hormones why, the reason I thought I called, why the pendulum switches constantly back and forth?
No.
The pendulum, but I switch back and forth, back and forth, back and forth?
No, that's doubt.
It doesn't feel right. I really got over my doubt when you told me to.
Oh, that doesn't feel right. See, you're doubting right there.
Isn't that trusting? I'm not trying to be cantankerous. I'm trying to learn.
Well, yes, you have to trust yourself. You have to trust the channel. You and the channel are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm trusting the answers. And then it switches, like, I'll say, is my name Cheryl, just to check, am I switched? Yes. I'll ask it a question, and then I'll ask, is my name Cheryl, and it'll go to no. So it's like, okay, that
well,
question.
Well, they already told you switched. Your name was Cheryl, so why are you testing it again?
Afterwards, to see if I switched in the middle of it, because I'm switching so quickly
because
back and forth.
Because you're doubting
forth.
Yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to keep checking.
Okay. I'll
so... Try this instead, okay?
Uh-huh.
Say I'm balanced, I'm switched. Only when you feel off. If you feel, and you'll feel it, guys. If you're working with a pendulum, you'll get to the point where you go, wow, that didn't feel right. And then you stop and you go, I'm balanced, I'm switched, okay? And, or you can just stop and balance and then switch yourself. But
I figured
doing it constantly is to keep questioning yourself.
Okay. I got my pendulum to give me a very unique movement when I'm switched because I realized if I ask it if I'm switched when I am switched, how do I know if that's a yes or no, right? That's why
because
I started asking, am I Cheryl?
It will always tell you.
Okay. It won't say, no, you're not switched because I am switched, which would be the opposite, yes.
No. No.
Okay.
It will tell you
awesome.
You are switched.
Thank
okay.
you, Dee. I love you very much. Yes.
I love you too, baby Kate. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. All right, Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, I don't even know what to ask you. This is how I feel. I feel like a ghost of an overcoat that's taking all my energy to carry around. I feel like I'm just fading away. It's been because of 2 years of one crisis after another and, you know, coping with each one and another one coming. And at this point, I'm worried and concerned. And I know what I need to do is laugh and be grateful. And I'm worried. I'm scared. I just.
What are you worried about? What are you worried about, Pat?
I'm going to fade away into death. But worse than that is to be alive and to be so miserable, negative thinking. I'm doing the Ho'opono every day and thinking I'm making progress, and things just got worse. And then I got COVID, which surprise, you know what? I got a job after 2 years of helping a woman, thrilled, so happy, thank God, good energy's coming in, and 2 days later, she had COVID. So, I mean, this is just, I do house cleaning and dog walking and stuff.
Okay,
so
all right, Pat, okay, let's get to what your answers are. The highest question that they're giving me is why you can't be free. Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Well, Their Eyes Were Watching God. It's a book, I guess.
They would like a movie.
Oh, shoot. The Night Watcher.
Okay, and what's it about?
Oh, it's about, it's a dark movie about toxic relationships, sadistic.
Okay, so that represents the relationship you're having with yourself, which is always the first relationship we have to address, guys. The relationship with ourselves creates our relationship with the world, with other people, with our bodies, with our money, everything. So we're going to a core belief here. Yeah, see, I can never be God. So if you believe you can never be God, my beautiful person, then all the things that you are directing, all the ho'oponopono that you're doing, you're subconsciously going, well, it's not going to matter because I'm not God anyway.
Okay.
I can't create for myself anyway. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you, I know you can, are you willing to get up every day and say, I am the powerful God of me who is creating me now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And then you have to be clear about what you want to create you as. I am the powerful God of me who is creating me as health and vibrance, success, love. That's an interesting word. Plenty is the word they're giving me for you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because
yeah.
Right now, your fear, and it's only because you have believed you study all this and you know it and you're being taught it, but you don't believe it applies to you. You don't believe you have the power to make any of this stuff work. And if that's the underlying belief, then it won't.
Yeah. I've been worn down from 60 many years of just amazingly one difficult thing after another. And the past couple of years, it's gotten so much worse that I feel like I'm broken. And it really is so hard. I'm almost superstitious as if it's an attack. It's so hard to believe at this point.
Exactly.
Where,
but it's not at this point. You started out not believing it, which is why it's at this point.
Is that really true? Have I really pulled in just such a difficult life?
Baby, if we do not know that we are the gods of us,
yeah,
in control of our energy and our lives, we are at the whim of anything and everything that happens out there. And until we get that we are the powerful gods of us, the only way we can make ourselves get it is to keep experiencing tragedies and difficulties and hardships so we can finally go, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And that's what I'm asking you to step into. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm the powerful God of me and I demand joy and ease and love in this life right now. That's what they were talking about. You see, in the first of what I was talking about on the show, that's exactly what they're talking about. Is if we don't know that, everybody that doesn't want us to be the God of us is going to come in and say, you can't be the God of you. We have got to powerfully stand up as the love army for ourselves.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you. I have lost, it's like the cord's been cut to connect to that belief.
No, never cut. It's never cut,
never.
It's always a choice. Look, Pat, we've all had our shit. I've had two suicides in my family. I grew up watching my dad berate my mom every night of my life.
Yeah.
I was blackballed, so I couldn't act for a long time. We've all had our shit. It's what you do with your shit that matters, guys.
Right.
What are you going to do with it today? Are you going to raise up and be the powerful God of you, or continue to be a victim until you learn that you are the ones in control of not doing it? So, Pat,
I feel like,
you can do this, and I can love you through this.
Thank you.
Okay, we're all sending you our love and our power right now.
Thank you.
Pat in Connecticut, everybody. Okay, and you are the one then that must accept it and run with it.
I do.
And create with it. Okay?
I'm grateful. Happy Mother's Day to you and everyone, and me.
You too, my darling. Be your own mother and birth a new you today.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay, I needed to talk to Cindy, Stephen, and somehow I saw her, and now she's gone. If you can get her back, I would really love that. Okay. LaVon, hi, sweetheart.
Well, hi there. You know, I raised my hand, and then I lowered it, and here I am. So,
why did you lower it?
Well, I go back and forth on whether I want to ask a question or not. We were on the hormone subject, which I thought was really interesting because I was on bioidenticals, and the surgeon that did my hysterectomy told me that's what caused the cancer in my uterus. But, you know, I don't believe that. Do bioidenticals
when I say that's
cancer?
A true statement, it goes to no.
I think it's more how women were taught that they didn't matter.
LaVon, through his belief system, he believed that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You believe what?
Yes. The way women were treated when I grew up, you know, that we didn't matter and that kind of thing.
Well, yes.
I think
you have to take that into how we treat ourselves.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you. What the channelist told me is cancer of the breast, the uterus, the cervix, anything that has to do
all feminine
with
reproduction,
is a state of non-nurturance of ourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, how much can we love ourselves on this Mother's Day? How much can we rebirth the love for the powerful female force we are in this world? How much can you love your body? Whatever state it's in, how much can you love your body?
True.
I will.
True.
I have a my yearly physical coming up soon. And I will remember to ask my fabulous female gynecologist not what her take is on it, but what she knows about the scientific studies that have been done. Okay.
That'll be interesting, because that's the reason I was on it, because I thought it was safe. I still think it's safe. I don't believe what he had to say. Anyway, I think this idea about the sun giving us life force and energy, there's a lot more to that, because nothing grows without the sun. Everything needs the sun to grow and thrive.
Yep.
So
and
maybe there's more.
Well, you know what they just said, LaVon, is there's going to be a lot of information, not directly using the word sun, but information about the expansion of the understanding of this in Creation Station.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I want to make a note to bring this up in Creation Station.
Yeah,
which
please.
Is going to be fabulous. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. They're already
it's so
starting
much fun.
To give me notes, guys. And, yeah, it's whole new understandings of words and concepts that we've been using that expands the understanding of the creation process. For me, my mouth was on the floor. So,
oh my God,
I'm really
excited.
We'll be
in sunny California.
Yes,
we'll be in sunny California.
I'm calling.
We need
it
to
in.
Take advantage of that. Yep.
Yes. So please make
awesome.
A note of that, LaVonne. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day and much love to you.
Talk
to you
soon. Oh, you too, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay, we're going to Kathy in Kentucky. You're on.
Hello, Dee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I seem to be quite allergic to something in my yard, and I've used like a plant identifier, and I can't find any plants that actually show up as toxic. So I was wondering if the channel could give me some guidance on
that. Well, they're saying it's not a plant that you are. Okay, let me start from the beginning. From what I understand, allergies are misdirected energies. So what does working in the garden represent to you?
It's not something that I enjoy. It's more something I feel needs to happen in order to have things look good, but it's not a
pleasurable
thing.
Okay, well, do you see the misdirection of energy there?
Yes.
What is it? You tell me.
The energy being sent to a non.
You're not
place.
Choosing. You're not choosing to enjoy the experience of making things look pretty.
Oh.
So your body's going, hello, you don't even want to be out here. Why are you out here if you don't want to be out here? Do you understand?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I was little, they're telling me to tell you all this story. When I was little, I was allergic to dogs and animal hair. And I wanted a dog so badly. And my mom said to me, well, Dee Dee, you know, if we could get rid of the allergy, you could have a dog. I had a dog in 8 months. Because, you see, I was young enough. Oh, okay, all I have to do is get rid of the allergy. I just love dogs. I love animals. I want to be with them. And my allergy went away so I could be with what I wanted to be with. So want to be with your garden or find somebody else to do it.
Well, I actually do have someone, you know, mowing my yard and that kind of thing. I was just trying to pull weeds in the flower bed and things like that.
Well, then enjoy doing it or don't do it.
So does this come through my mother's side of the family at all? Because she seemed to have this same reaction, but she loved to work in the garden.
Well, hold on. I get a yes. Are we asking the right questions? Yes. She loved to work in the garden because it took her away from something else she didn't want to do. And that's where the theme runs through the family. So, in other words, we're back to things have to be mixed. There has to be a positive and a negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there doesn't, guys. There doesn't have to be a yin-yang. There can be different sides and allow the yin-yang to represent that, like the two sides of a coin. But one doesn't, there doesn't have to be a mixture of the positive and negative. There doesn't have to be a mixture of the struggle and the creation. And I really had to get on top of myself when I got to Alaska, because it's really far from home. It was really cold. It was raining all the time. And I could feel myself not choosing to want to be here. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as I said, all right, Deanna, get it together. Choose to be here. What do you want? I said, I want sunshine. I want a clear day, and I want sunshine. And the day after, I got clear about what I wanted and chose to be here, the sun came out. Now, according to the weather forecast, it was supposed to rain all week. So you either believe you have that power, you either believe that you're involved that much, that everything's a miracle, or you don't believe you're the God of you and you don't have any control, and why the hell should you claim it anyway? You got to choose, guys. And the biggest choice is I'm the powerful God of me that creates everything that I joyfully focus on. Okay?
I was writing. Yes, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. That was pretty awesome. Oh my gosh, it's time already. Happy Mother's Day. Let's just take a moment to feel into our hearts and love the mommies that brought us into this world. Love their guidance. Love the lessons that they taught us, whether they were showing us what we wanted or what we didn't want. Just honoring the process of being and becoming a mother. And so it is. I love you, Mommy. All right, let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. I love me. I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.